Protests have swept the country in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer. There have been scenes of violence along with mostly peaceful protests. Charlotte King is chair of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice. She says she is concerned that the violence may overshadow the issue of police abuse. What do you make of the protests that we've had over the last week or so?
Peaceful protests have turned into protests of violence and civil disobedience and all the things that we do not support. We do not support violence. We do not support looting. I understand looting. It is the voice of those who are voiceless. And in many instances, it's just damn foolishness from people who don't understand you're digging your own grave. You're reinforcing all the bad stereotypes, such as black equals criminality. And you're being encouraged by your enemy, not your friend. And that's what the protest, that's all I'm hearing now, is that they're finding outside groups. And the president, who somehow is slick enough, is able to say, oh, it's all, what is the group he's trying to blame it on?
Antifa?
Yes. And of course it's not, but they're an extreme leftist group, so he can blame it on that. I would hope something good. I hope some of those fresh young faces that I see out there that are all peaceful protesters, like the ones who got gassed in Washington so the president could make that hypocritical trip to St. John's. I hope that they will go to the polls. I hope that they have developed an insight that leadership is so important. The soul of the country is so important.
Are you encouraged by the diversity of the protests, the peaceful protests?
Yes, except that I can't separate out the agitators. I know within that group there are some of the white extremists, white hate, white supremacist folks, and I can't distinguish who they are, except that I look at some of the peaceful protests and I see the future of America. I see hope, and that's a good thing. But there are several other steps they have to make, such as they have got to get control of the vote.
How do you assess the Democratic leadership and Joe Biden himself? He's been out there talking to, obviously, some of the protesters and meeting to clergymen and so on. Well, how do you assess the Democrats and their leadership?
You know, I'm one of the Americans who has fallen in love with Andrew Cuomo. But he is such a straight, honest, but good talker that talks about unification. He plans well for the people that he represents. When it comes to Joe Biden, and I like Joe Biden, I instinctively trust him. But I want to say to Joe Biden that you have to become part of the American psyche at this point. You should be on television every day if you have nothing more to say than a tweet.
Finally, I want to ask you about the future of the country. Are you optimistic, pessimistic?
One needs to be optimistic. One needs to say there's hope. Let me put it this way. If Trump gets reelected, there is no hope.
If he lost, what do you think that would mean?
It would mean a long, long challenge for whoever, if President Biden wins. I mean, tremendous challenge, tremendous thing to do.
Charlotte King is chair of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.